So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Chapter 10, Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka, and text today we will read 11 and 12. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. The intelligent who have understood the Supreme Lord in association with pure devotees and have become freed from bad materialistic association can never avoid hearing the glories of the Lord, even though they have heard them only once. How then could the Pandavas tolerate his separation? For they had been intimately associated with his person, seeing him face to face, touching him, conversing with him, and sleeping, sitting, and dining with him. Purport. The living entity's constitutional position is one of serving a superior. He is obliged to serve by force the dictates of illusory material energy in different phases of sense gratification. And in serving the senses, he is never tired. Even though he may be tired, the illusory energy perpetually forces him to do so. Without being satisfied, there is no end to such a sense gratificatory business, and the conditioned soul becomes entangled in such a servitude without hope of release. The release is only affected by association with pure devotees. By such association, one is gradually promoted to his transcendental consciousness. Thus, he can know that his eternal position is to render service unto the Lord and not to the perverted senses in the capacity of lust, hunger, desire, and to lord it over, etc. Material science society, material society, friendship, and love are all different phases of lust. However, country, family, society, wealth, and all sorts of colorism are all causes of bondage in the material world, where the threefold miseries of the life are concomitant factors. By associating with pure devotees and by hearing them submissively, attachment for material enjoyment becomes slackened, and attraction for hearing about the transcendental activity of Lord becomes prominent. Once they are, they will go on progressively without stoppage, like fire in gunpowder. It is said that Hari, the personality of Godhead, is so transcendentally attractive that even those who are self-satisfied by self-realization and are factually liberated from all material bondage also become devotee of the Lord. Under the circumstances, it is easily understood what must have been the position of the Pandavas, who are constantly companion of the Lord. They could not even think of separation from Krishna, since the attraction was more intense for them because of continuous personal contact. His remembrance by his form, quality, name, fame, pastime, etc. is also attractive for the pure devotee, so much so that he forgets all forms of quality, name, fame and activities of the mundane world. And due to his mature association with pure devotees, he is not out of contact with the Lord for a moment. Satsangat mukta dukh sango hyatum no sate buddha kirtimanam yaso yasya sakrida karanya rochanam tasmin nyasta dhiya partha saheran virham katham darsana sparsa san lapa sayana san bhojane. In this verse is description about Krishna leaving Hastinapur and departing for Dwarka. We know the incident. Krishna came to Hastinapur before Mahabharata Yudha, battle of Mahabharata, in order to assist Pandavas. And in Kurukshetra, Krishna was personally present with Arjuna and Pandavas. After the Yudha, after the battle, after the war, Maharaj Yudhishthira was declared victorious and eventually he was enthroned in the kingdom Hastinapur. Then Krishna wanted to return to Dwarka at that time. But same time, Mother Kunti requested Arjuna to stay there for time being. Because Kunti Devi was feeling separation from Krishna because he was about to leave Hastinapur and going to Mathura, going to Dwarka. So she requested personally to stay there few more months there. And he had to accept, Krishna accepted the request of Mother Kunti and he stayed there for many months. And the second time, Krishna was ready to go to Dwarka. While Krishna was about to leave that time, what was the mental situation of Pandavas and their family members? That situation is described here. So especially everyone was feeling separation from Krishna because Krishna was about to leave. Especially Suta Goswami described Subhadra, Draupadi, Kunti, Virat, Tanayastatha. Everyone was feeling the pain of separation, was unhappy that Krishna was going, but especially some name is mentioned here. Subhadra, she was the younger sister of Lord Sri Krishna. She was feeling intense pain due to the would-be separation of Krishna. Draupadi, we know Draupadi, wife of five Pandavas, Mother Kunti, and Virat Tanaya, she was also feeling very much intense separation from Krishna. Gandhari, mother of Kauravas, Dhritarashtrasya and Maharaj Dhritarashtra as well, Jujudhan, Gautamo, Yamo, Kripacharya, and many were there feeling very much separation. And then this verse talks about this was the situation that everyone was in intense pain of separation, feeling the separation. So here Suta Goswami described Sat Sangat Mukta Duh Sango. Devotee developed Krishna consciousness, love for Krishna, attraction for Krishna, because they associate intimately with devotee. Duhsangat mukta sang duhsang satsangat. By association of pure devotee, we become free from all material contamination. By the association of pure devotee, a person gets devotional attraction for Krishna. Yatum no sahate buddha. Simply, if someone in association of pure devotee engages himself in devotional activity, so he is so much so attracted with the process of devotional service that he doesn't tolerate, he doesn't come out from the service activity. Sakritabhi, even once he has heard the quality, attraction, Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulanand ji ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai ki. The satsangat mukta duh sango hyatum no sahate buddha. Sakritabhi, even once someone is engaged in devotional activities, in the association of pure devotee, he does not want to come out from devotional service. He could not come out, he could not leave the activity. Kirta mano yaso yasya sakrakana. Then tasmin nyasta, then what to speak of Pandava? Simply, once you have engaged yourself in devotional activities, it is not possible for a devotee to come out from the devotional activity. He always attracted, very much attracted toward the devotional activities, sarvan and kirtanam. And about the pan nyasta, tasmin nyasta dhiya. Their consciousness, their flow of consciousness of Pandavas always directed towards the Krishna. Their mind, they have placed their mind in the lotus feet of Krishna. Tasmin nyasta dhiya partha shaheran viraham katham. Then how it is possible for them to tolerate the separation from Krishna? Because what the darsana sparsa, they were able to directly see Krishna face to face. Darsana sparsa, they are touching the transcendental form of Krishna. Sanlapa, conversing, always talking with Krishna. Sayan, while sleeping together, lying together. And bhojana, they dine, they used to sit with Krishna and take their food. So, since Mother Kunti requested Krishna, the Krishna stayed, usitva hastinapure masan katipayan hari suhirdam cha visvakaya. Krishna stayed behind, stayed in Hastinapur in order to suhirdam cha visvakaya, in order to pacify, in order to satisfy all the Pandavas, all the Pandava brothers, and especially swasuscha priyakamaya. Krishna stayed in Hastinapur for few more months in order to please, in order to satisfy, in order to pacify Pandavas, and especially Krishna was staying there in order to please his own sister Subhadra. So she was very much aggrieved. Subhadra, younger brother, younger sister of Krishna, she lost her only child, only son, in the battle of Kurukshetra. Subhadra, Abhimanyu was the son of Subhadra, and Abhimanyu was killed in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So everyone was in distress, but especially Subhadra was so much disturbed she lost her only son, Abhimanyu, in the battlefield. So, swasuhcha priya kamaya. Krishna stayed there in order to please, in order to satisfy, in order to give pleasure for Subhadra. And then Krishna was staying, and everyone stayed there. So this verse talks about philosophical doctrine presented importance of satsang. Satsangat mukta duhsango. We get purification. We become completely free from all material contamination simply by satsang, association of pure devotee. This is glorification of satsang. Okay, only way. There are other process also. In order to get spontaneous attraction for Krishna, but satsang, association of pure devotee, is far superior and powerful than other process. This doesn't matter, doesn't mean that we should abandon all process of devotional service. We must undergo, we must accept, execute all other process also, but satsanga, association of pure devotee, is most important. Satsanga is far more powerful than other processes, that other process also. So, how here it is, satsangat mukta duhsango. We become completely free from all material contaminations, all material attachments simply by satsanga. So, satsanga, association of pure devotee, is the only way to completely purify the existence of the soul. When Krishna was instructing Uddhava in Prabhaskshetra towards the end of Krishna about to leave this material world and he was going to a spiritual planet, before that he has also talked about association, importance of association of pure devotee. Yatha gnina hem malam jahati dhyatam punah swa bhajate sarupam. When a gold is put in the fire, then gold becomes completely free from all contamination. Only way to completely purify the gold is to put the gold in the middle of fire. By other process also we can purify the gold by water and soap. But if there's some other metal has entered in the gold, if gold is alloyed by the other metal inside, but in order to purify, in order to bring the gold in its original situation, in its state, water and soap is not good enough. Similarly, the Atma, the soul, a living entity, gets complete purification by association of pure devotee. Atma cha karma nusayam nibhidoya mad bhakti yogena bhaito tenma. A gold can't be completely purified by the help of water and soap. Similarly, a living entity can't be completely purified by any process. Only competent, strong process to purify a soul is the association of pure good. And once we come in touch with pure devotee, association of devotee, And in association of pure devotee, when we engage ourselves in devotional activities, we are completely purified. As gold is purified, gold completely, if it is alloyed with other metals inside, so it complete purification will take place when it is put in the fire, blazing fire. So simply our complete purification only through the association of pure devotees. And then Atma Chakarma Sunam Vidhuya Mad Bhakti Yogin Bhajan Tethuman. Then he becomes completely free from all contamination and attachment for material activity, and he completely fixed in his original position. Original position, Krishna, living entity, described, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnir Nitya Das. Krishnir Tatastha Shakti Veda Veda Parada. Constitutional position, our original Shuddha Rupa, that is, we are the servant of Krishna, and we are eternally associated with Krishna. Pure devotional service is there. Pure attraction for Krishna is there in your heart. Not that we have to earn that. It is there with us. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kavunaya. Not that Krishna Prema, a spontaneous attraction for Krishna, it is not that we have to earn that. We have to import from other place. It is there, situated in our heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem, it is Nitya Siddhi, always present in our heart. This is our constitutional position, original position, pure position. Now it is a dormant condition, the sleeping condition. So, Sarvana Adi Shuddha Chite, when we engage ourselves in the Sarvana and Kirtan, Prahlad Maharaja recommended 9 different process of devotional service. And also in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami talks about 64 limbs of devotional service. Bhakti ke 64. Out of this process of devotional service, Sramana and Kirtan, Sramana, hearing and chanting, in the association of pure devotee is most important and most powerful thing. By that we can get complete purification. So here, while Suta Goswami was describing gender situation, mental situation, in what mental condition all the Pandavas were there when Krishna was about to leave, so it was impossible for them to tolerate the separation from Krishna. Tasmin, even it was very difficult to tolerate the separation of pure devotee or separation of devotional activity. But then Pandavas were tasmin nyashtadhiya. Nyashtadhiya means they have put, they place their consciousness, this mind, that their mind was not with them. Whatever the mind or flow of consciousness, they have placed in the lotus feet of Krishna. So how it was possible? Katham saheran katham viraham. The part how they could tolerate the pain of separation, how could tolerate the separation from Krishna. So this is description. While he was describing that they are unable to tolerate the separation from Krishna. And then Suta Goswami talks about importance of satsanga. Opening verse of 11 word, satsangat mukta duhasango. By satsanga we can become completely free from all material contamination as well as material attraction. Unless and until our material attraction and material contamination is there with us, it will be really tough, difficult to engage ourselves constantly, fix ourselves in pure devotional service. So this is simple situation of Pandavas. They were not able to tolerate the separation from Krishna. And Krishna, what happened, eventually Krishna left. Krishna could not remain forever in Hastinapur. Just he came to help Pandavas. And he did. Many, many months Krishna did not, he was not in Dwarka, he came Hastinapur. Most of time Hastinapur and part of time Kurukshetra there also. And between that happened that one point Krishna again, Bhishma Pitamaha was lying in the bed of Eru in the middle of Kurukshetra field. Krishna came there, brought Yudhishthira and all the Pandavas, and Bhishma Pitamaha also gave his final instruction. He also pacified, satisfied Yudhishthira Maharaj. And when Bhishma Pitamaha left his body, and then Krishna again came to Hastinapur, and in Hastinapur Krishna was about to leave, about to depart for Dwarka. So this verse talks about how, what was the mental situation, how the Pandavas and especially Subhadra, here name is given previous verse, what was the situation of Subhadra, Draupadi, Kunti, Uttara, Gandhari, Dhritarashtra, and Kripacharya, and twin brothers, Nakula and Sahadeva, Bhim, Dhaume, the priest or spiritual master of Pandavas, and all other Kshatriya. They are very much disturbed when Krishna was about to leave for Dwarka. Okay, so here I stop. If you have any question or comment.